Good day, good day, good day. Peace and love, peace and light, peace and blessings. This is Born Intelligent, Rising to Heal. Today is February, I believe it's the 12th, and it is the late afternoon, almost 5 o'clock. Today is the Super Bowl. Don't like football, never did, but in America at least, and soccer is prominent in different countries, African countries, and also Spain and everything. Anyway, football is like a religion today, so people are going to be acting crazy. Drinking a lot of alcohol, getting loud, getting into arguments with their spouses, etc., etc. But life goes on. Like I said, I don't like football, never did. But I do like the Oakland Raiders because of their raw gear, black and silver, baby. I don't even watch football. But thanks for listening to my podcast, Born Intelligent, Rising to Heal, where mental health is discussed in a non-formal way, quote unquote, meaning that I'm no professional, I'm no therapist, I'm no expert in this field, but I've been through mental health, what they say mental health is. So I speak on my experiences. I speak on my ongoing trauma that I'm healing from as we speak. And this podcast is it's an addition, I should say, to the way that I heal. Because when I speak about it, it's a form of releasing the things that I've been through, that I'm going through, the challenges, life's challenges, things that I'm faced with that confirms that I still have some healing to do. It's like it's right in my face to where I recognize the issue. Now, what am I going to do about it, right? So I'm aware of what's going on and what has transpired in the past, why things transpired in the past, but I can no longer use the excuse of whatever occurred in the past is the reason why I'm going through what I'm going through, or, you know, something to that effect, right? But that's no excuse for you not to work on your healing, because we are our individual selves. The only thing that I can do is be very, very careful on how I respond to things and be very, very careful in giving things energy and or attention that's not worth my time, because 99% of the time, or 99.9% of the time, it doesn't serve me, it doesn't do me any justice. So I am a work in progress. I'm working on my healing. So with that being said, my disclaimer is I'm no mental health expert. I am no therapist. I am no mental health professional. I do not have the credentials to heal someone by credentials per se, but I am a natural healer because I am a mother. I am an advocate in the community for change, for the better, for our people. I am passionate. I'm a caregiver, literally, by profession. This is what I do. This is my line of work. So, again, I'm no therapist, but if you are having some type of trauma, mental trauma, emotional trauma, please contact your local mental health phone numbers out there with plenty of advisors who can direct you in the right direction to get the help that you need. And if you are on medication, please take the medication as prescribed, but also remember to eat right, eat clean, and take healthy supplements. Okay, that's my disclaimer. So what I am going to do, and I mentioned last week, I am going to start quoting some excerpts from Surviving Oakland, A Reflective Journey into Finding My Truth, which is a book that I wrote during the pandemic. And thank you all for who purchased the book. But what I'm learning too is that not only is the monetization part of everything important, right? But what was very important for me is to just get my story out. This is something that I've been wanting to do. And I'm still learning a lot about writing. I'm working on two other book projects. But I am speaking on Surviving Oakland. Wrote it during the pandemic with a group of sisters. Something that I'm very proud of. My body of work. Just a little, it's like a little limb. A little limb. You know, in my body, just a little limb, you know, it's not, you know, the full package, you know, to where I have that line of, what is it, a seasoned, someone who is seasoned, you know, some people have 30 books on their sleeve or under their belt, right? But you know, it's something that I'm proud of, in that the more that I speak about it and share my story, the more what I hope is to reach someone who can benefit from my story. It's just, you know, like my story growing up in Oakland, East Oakland, California, and it's very transparent, and it's, you know, what could have happened to me. A lot of things happened to me, not just me, but a lot of people. So I'm still surviving, right? But it's now that I'm working on my healing, really focused on my healing, it's about living. I don't just want to survive. I want to heal. I want to live my life. So this is what mental health to me is all about, just having a healthier mentality, as I said. So I'm going to be sharing my excerpt. I'm going to read the letter that I wrote to myself. And this is me starting out the book, right? It's very, it's touching to me, because what it is that I'm speaking to myself. To that little girl, Mina, who kept Amina, which is the name I was, my parents gave me. Mina kept Amina suppressed, kind of locked in a cage. Mina kept Amina from being expressive in her life. Mina was a mess. So I'm going to start the letter off. This is on page 1-3. Yeah, 1-3. Chapter 1. Dear Amina, I'm writing this letter of apology to you in the sincerest way that I know. I was waiting for you to fail in everything you set out to achieve in your life, but you surprised me with your commitment to persevere. Your faith in the Most High is undeniable. People like to be around you and your positive energy, just in case you never knew that. When the obvious attempt to drag you down in your character, to influence others' perceptions of you, I allowed the untamed, invisible force from within to suggest dividing us, which caused you to behave outside of your true self. I crippled you into thinking it was okay to be mediocre by wearing your feelings on your sleeve and appearing as the weakest link. I was victorious in throwing your disability in your face to expose the hurt and pain you went through as an excuse not to excel or dream, as if your disability was your fault. I made you feel ashamed of your condition with my suggestions that you were not competitive and made you believe that you were out of your league. I need you to hear me speak my apologies to you. I apologize to you for neglecting to stand up for you. I admit, in 2004, when you earned your real estate license, I was envious of this great accomplishment. I remember the level of excitement you had and the determination to close your first deal, but I too was laser focused on reminding you of that heavy load you were carrying for years, and I made sure that you became aware that I called the shots. You made an effort to block the burden of an unhappy marriage by busying yourself and building yourself up to be a boss, thinking that you would not need to address the challenges in your marriage. I got along very well with him. If we both could keep you miserable, we had you right where we wanted you. In fact, had you permitted me to remain in your life, you would have stayed in that marriage and I would have never met Amina. Amina, you were the only friend that I had. I was aware of the dreams you had in life and the many things that you aspired to achieve in your life, such as becoming a professional dancer, the love you have for singing, and the aspiration to write. When you had your children, I was so proud of you. I remember the joy you experienced when you first gazed upon your first son, Alameen, when he finally came into the world after 9 hours of labor. I also recall the relief as well. I kept thinking, she took it like a G. Your life, you held on as you gave birth to two more baby boys, Yahya and Yeshua, and that discipline coupled with your endurance of what Allah had planned for you was inspiring. I knew that you were a strong woman. I realized that I had been suppressing this in you. Although it may look as if you were the weakest link, on more than a few occasions throughout your journey, this was far from the truth. The introverted, observant, reflective, and studious person that you are speaks volumes to the level of your intellect. My admiration for you is to assist you in your decisions because you have my support 100%. I always pray that you can forgive me, Amina. As someone who knows your strengths as in so-called weaknesses, the truth is, even though you are my twin, I always wanted to be like you in character and spirit. Your strengths outweighed any so-called weaknesses. I apologize most for co-signing with those that wanted to dim your light as if you didn't exist. I should have shown you support to assure you that I had your back when others would talk bad about you. You have consistently turned to Allah in your path. Your strong foundation was too firm for me to try to break you. By speaking up for you, I would have spoken up for myself. When I look in the mirror, I'm looking at my reflection, and I'm proud to say that I have grown from Mina into Amina. Sincerely, your twin, Mina. That's very touching when I read that out loud. Because this started out as me journaling. This was actually a part of something that was in my journal. And I decided to put it in my book. Because when you have epiphanies of like, you know, like, oh, they really didn't respect you. But then you kind of like gear in, you mirror in on that. And somewhere in this book, I speak about projection, or maybe I just spoke about it or somewhere on this podcast, that people are going to perceive what you project out, you know. And it's really none of your business on how people perceive you anyway. That's first and foremost. I mean, that's something that the person creates, you know. A lot of people, I think, need to create narratives in their mind on how they see things or how they perceive things. And this is to validate their whatever they need to believe to feel validated, you know, until they see something different in you. Now, either they're going to change that narrative about you, or they, you know, we call it hating. They just go continue to hate and not be supportive or happy for the person who has elevated, if that makes sense. So, this letter was very important. It kind of like starts the foundation out of the whole book. And to get the book, you can order off Amazon, or you can send me an email at EYE_C_US@yahoo.com. So I forgot to go through how I'm feeling, because that's important. I'm feeling better. I had a really extremely bad headache for the last 2 days, I think. Excedrin helps me. I'm not a pill popper, as you guys, you know, I mentioned that several times. But when the sickness or whatever you're going through is extreme, you have to, you know, take the medicine, you know, to feel better. And I took 2 Excedrins, extra strength Excedrins, and my headache is gone. I think the reason why I get headaches is because I started back drinking coffee. And I weaned myself off of coffee actually a few months ago, maybe several months ago, I should say. I was going to Starbucks, getting like venti cups of coffee. I mean, this was like maybe twice a day, you know, psyching myself out, thinking, you know, that this is going to keep me woke, because I'll, you know, dashing or whatever, and thinking that I needed this coffee to keep me woke. So can you imagine somebody who drink coffee throughout the whole day? I would balance it out with drinking water, but all that caffeine is not like cool at all. Your Starbucks is the crack house. I mean, all them grams of coffee that you get. I mean, I went to Starbucks one time. Well, I used to go several times, but one day I went, and this lady, she ordered, maybe it was a lady or a guy, I don't remember, but they ordered, whoever it was, ordered some coffee, and they asked for 6 shots. It was an espresso, And then they wanted 6 shots. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, the espresso alone with no shots is potent, you know, but to have 6 shots in that, I mean, that, come on now, that was like really, really ridiculous. So, anyway, so I slowed down, ran into some health problems, went to the doctor. No, I didn't go to the, I went to the doctor, but my medical consultant, she was telling me, you need to get off the coffee, drink water, 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 not even juice. The only juice that I drink is like, people, you know, people who juice, the natural way, no unnatural sugar, none of that. So I get my juice from Central Market that's made fresh. That is like multiple health benefits, the kale, the beets, what else? Kale, beets, celery, spinach, lemon, you know, everything that's healthy. So that's the only juice that I drink. I can't drink, you know, those artificial juices at all. So that's what I started doing. And I got better, but then, you know, I work a lot. So I do make my morning coffee in the morning. So anyway, I just think that that's what made me start having a headache. Plus, when I get to work, I don't lay down and go to sleep. I'm doing stuff on the computer. I'm writing. You know, I'm just doing stuff instead of laying down and getting some rest. So I believe that's where the headache came from. Like, I got some very, very good sleep over the weekend, because I have to prepare to go to work early in the morning. So that was a good thing. And my head was hurting so bad to the point to where I'm not going to do the podcast. I'm just announced I'm going to do it Monday, which is tomorrow. But I'm glad I did, because I was motivated. And one thing I want to say, when it comes to expressing myself, and I speak about that in Surviving Oakland, I didn't come from an environment to where we were taught to express ourselves. So I have a very hard time speaking up. Only until something gets very extreme, and then that's a trigger for me, because I feel that I'm, you know, someone is out to get me, like I'm being attacked. Instead of, you know, talking to the person, having a conversation with who I need to have a conversation with, and getting it out and being honest. Like, safe spaces was not created for a lot of us to express ourselves. It, you know, we feel bad. We don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. We just was taught not to do that. Where, you know, where I'm from, I'm talking about within the family dynamic. But like Iyanla Van Zandt said one time, nobody died from telling the truth. You know, died from telling the truth? Like, you gonna be all right? Just speak your truth. You know, and with that, I think that a lot of us can't take the clap back, quote unquote. Like, if it's something about you that's troubling to the other person, we don't know how to receive it. It's like a reciprocation, because we are human. And, you know, there's room for corrections in our lives, you know, unless you just want to stay in the mess, you know. And I'm the type that I don't want to stay in the mess. So the way that I deal with challenges, or, you know, being non-expressive, I just stay away from it, you know. I just stay away from certain energies, because I'm not a psychic or anything like that. I just read energy, you know, and I read energy very well, and I'm just trying to elevate. I'm trying to get better in my life. It's like you, when you around others that kind of interrupt your healing or try to at least, then that's not a good thing. How was that helping you? You know, you around, you know, you can be around people that don't recognize the trauma or they want to stay in the trauma. No, I don't want that. That's not free. I was just listening to a podcast, 19 Keys, and Brother Baba, rather Baba Sirius. I'm still listening to it, actually. No, not Baba Sirius. Billy Carson, and with 19 Keys. And one thing he was saying about how DNA and RNA, so the RNA has something to do with things being passed down through the paternal, through the father. And the DNA has something to do with being, you know, that is more maternal, you know. And he was saying that a lot of the trauma that we've been through, that our ancestors went through, is in our bodies. That trauma is in our bodies. That's why when you meditate, I think I'm saying this. That's why when you meditate, what I'm noticing is that it's important to feel how your leg, like, you know, rub your leg or rub your shoulders for a while, you know, loosen up your neck, you know, wiggle your toes, you know, just release all of that, you know, take deep breaths and release all of that trauma, the pain, the anger, the frustration, the confusion. We can release all of that. But when it comes to a situation to where you are actually reliving that, you know, because the trauma is not recognizable, or the trauma is not acknowledged even, you know, that can really be bothersome, you know, because it's no longer serving you. So just like an alcoholic going to the alcoholic, whatever it's called, admitting that they have a problem. Hi, my name is blah, 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 and I'm an alcoholic. You know, well, my name is blah, 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 and I need to change my mental health into thinking, having a healthier mentality, changing the way that I think. My name is blah, blah, blah. I need to spend time meditating more. My name is blah, blah, blah. I need to turn off the rap, the negative rap music, and even the regular hip hop for a while. Turn on some quiet, calm music, some instrumental jazz, and I need to breathe. My name is blah, 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 and I need to journal more. I need to write down my thoughts, and I need to breathe. I need to write down my goals. I need to do a checklist every day, on a check-in rather, every day on how I'm feeling. And when that feeling goes away, whatever I did to make that go away, write that down so you will know how to avoid that issue again. So there's many things to do to feel better, so we can feel better, so we can start thinking better, and to changing our mentalities. That's what I believe. So yeah, that's very, very important. And what I wanted to say too is that something that I started doing, and I, like, maybe a week ago, but I stopped. But I started writing my dreams down. And I saw a big change in my spirit. As far as my spirit being, you know, more calm. Having clarity on my surroundings, things like that. It was just something different. It was like a relief, a burden. Because every day, if I had a dream, I would write it down. It's in my computer. I would, because my, you know, it's not, it's painful for me to hold a pencil right now. I will do it if I have to, but it's just not doable because of my condition. But anyway, I document all of it. And then it's a very, I heard one young man say this and I said, let me try this because you can, you know, get some clarity, I think, on why your life the way it is, it seems, if you write down your dreams. And I heard that your dreams are the things that your ancestors been through. That's what I heard. Now, I'm no dream interpreter, but I always wanted to understand dreams. So anyway, I just think that when you write your dreams down, it gives you clarity. It's like a relief. I felt a relief with doing that. It lasted about 3 days, and then, you know, I just gave up on the practice. But I am gonna start back. In fact, I have to write down crazy dream I just had. Lord have mercy. It was spooky. It was very spooky, actually. And then if I don't write it down, I forget. And then you be like, you know, you have the dreams that you have or that you can have. People just show up in a dream and you be like, why is this person in my dream? Like, I don't even like this person. You know, or some to that effect. And it's a trip. It's really a trip. So yeah, write down your dreams, meditate more, turn the noise off, listen to calm music, listen to beneficial things that's going to inspire you, like podcasts, lectures. It could be religious lectures as well. But when I am learning, it's just that my peace, and I always thought this, and I still do, even more so now, I value my peace. My peace is so priceless. And then there are invisible forces that try to break your peace. They send people to you. And the reason why I say it's invisible is because people don't even know why in the hell they act the way they do. They don't even know that they're being sent to do stuff to people or get a reaction out of someone. That's because they don't understand life. They don't understand about invisible forces. They don't understand energy. They don't understand energy. When I say they, I mean people that are manipulative and who don't understand who they are. They don't understand themselves. And I think that's why we can't elevate. We can't rise high. We, you know, some people operate at the lowest chakras. Those are energy. There are 7 energy centers in us. Some people can't go past third base. So third base, when I say the third chakra, is where the ego is. That's where the ego is, which is yellow. It's the sun. It's the color yellow. And that could be it's needed, but it's not. See, this world that we live in is the opposite of what God intended to be good. Everyone needs the sun, right? But above the sun, above the third chakra, is the heart chakra. It's green. And speaking of green, the word energy and green are the same initially. If you, you know, switch the letters up, you know, just excluding the Y, but the Y is a vowel. So energy and green are the same word. So the heart, it tells me, is the garden. It's the garden. And for someone to allow someone's corruptive ideologies, behaviors, things like that to enter into their garden, then you can be corrupt. You can be corrupt, and then you can't go to the next chakra, the energy chakra. So all of these energies are not activated, right? As opposed to the first, second, and third chakra, which is the sexual chakra, which is the root chakra, the sacral chakra, which is the second chakra, and then you have the third chakra, which is the we spoke about the ego, that ego, right? So we just want to elevate higher. That's the point of me saying all of this. You can look up this online. You can Google all of this. Google the seven energy chakras or the seven energy centers, and then you're gonna see the seven chakras explained, because it's very, very deep. And this is what the world, not the world, but the higher ups, those who run the world, this world that we live on, Earth, this is what they want to keep. This is what the higher ups, the manipulators, the language manipulators, the big political people who are in office, like the Congress is what I'm trying to say. This is what Congress, the lawmakers, wants people to be blind of. It's been happening like every, you know, since the African was captured, you know, because that's when the New World was built, you know, when they brought us over here in them ships, in them boats or whatever. So the point is that as long as those energy centers are unactivated, we're in bad shape. We need to activate those energy centers, because I believe you will know where to direct your energy. You know, and then it really bothers me. This is something said in a culture about, you know, bring that same energy, bring that same energy. No, why you want to bring the same energy that's going to keep you at third base? I want to bring a different energy. You know, and if you think that's punking out, or, you know, you are not, you're not about that life or whatever, you know, this is the language. When you think about language manipulators, you know, this is the language they speak, or this is the language that they promote, you know, for people to propagate, you know, their propaganda. But no, this is, you want to bring a higher energy. You want to bring a higher frequency, you know, and a higher frequency doesn't mean get loud and talking, you know, talking your shit or talking all bad, like you hella hard and all of that. No, that's not the frequency. The frequency is like on a higher plane, something that's elevating you to get better and to giving others, your people, permission to let them know it's okay. It's okay to be better. You know, that's the frequency I'm talking about. And, you know, I brought that up because I thought of, you know, that's about the energy, bring that same energy, blah, blah, whatever. You know, I mean, it's like stupid. So, I think that's about it with the, what I wanted to talk about. I'm on good timing, actually. I'm happy. Because Monday I was doing a podcast and I ran out of time. In fact, the last podcast ended up erasing. And I was so mad because it was, I thought it was a good podcast. So I don't know what I did. Anyway, so just some announcements before I get off here. So continue to, I don't know if you all heard, but I had a store. I set up a store through Shopify called Birth and Manifestation Merch. There are designs on there, t-shirts. I just did a yoga outfit for people who are into yoga and working out. And I have hoodies on there. Of course, I have a coffee mug, travel bag, traveling mug. No, traveling cup, rather. But anyway, just go on there if you can. Or if you're interested, look at some of the things that I designed. And make a purchase. That's all you gotta do. And you know, as I said last week, this is you know, you can get something off my store to give someone a gift for their birthday, for the holiday, the Eid. Is coming up or will be here because the Ramadan will be here in a few weeks, actually, which is a great, great, beautiful time. And then we are going to have the Eid sometime in April. Well, get your gift, go in the store, get what you love, get what you like, rather. Send it to someone for Eid. It's that simple. And also, in order to the way that you get to this store, you can go to the diverseplace.wordpress.com and you can find the store on there. The link is on the store. As I said, I'm trying to get the name of my store in the algorithm so people can find it better. Because the only way that I could really send the link to people is to post the link onto my social media platforms, which is my IG is at Mena's Birth, MeenasBirth, Mena's Birth. You can find a link through there. You can find my blog and the store. Through those. And what else? It's three links on there. Why am I forgetting? It's the WordPress. It's the verseplace.wordpress.com. It's the Shopify store. And it's something else. But go to my IG and click on my links. And then you can also go to my Facebook, which is Amina Adcock. And you can find a link somewhere on there. Now, what I am going to announce that my computer was hacked for some strange reason. It's not really a computer. I'm working through a Chromebook, but it's very, very slow. So, but there's enough items on there. I'm not going to recreate anything until I get a new computer. And remember that these items are not made, handmade by myself. So they're just things that I've designed for people. And these designs are inspired by my course, my class that I take online called Nunetics. Nunetics is a linguistic science, and which is Nunetics are seed letters that turns into root words that eventually spreads into branches of knowledge. This is a linguistic science. My teacher is a linguistic, and this class is powerful. This institution, rather, is spreading. There are people in Australia, Brazil, Africa, London, who are in this class, and it's a beautiful thing. So I've been in this class for over maybe 5 years, I believe, but no longer than that, nearly 10 years almost. But these creations are inspired. So speaking of like changing our language, changing the way we think to that effect, these creations speak to that. And I'm very proud of it. Although I can't, work from my computer now because of the, it's such a mess. The virus is being hacked or whatever. You can still be able to go to the store, place your orders, and I'm still going to be promoting birth and manifestation merch. I'm still going to be promoting it. And also, what else? Yeah, continue to support the blog. That's very important. As I said, I would like to publish my articles. Eventually, what I'm going to do is publish my articles, but in a form of a book. That's what I want to do. Eventually, put it in a form of a book called Trapped in Delusions, a reflective journey into our family relationship, something to that effect. But this is dealing with the issue of mental health. There's just a lot to it. There's a lot of levels to it, and I want to do it the right way. I have to print all of this stuff out. I've written quite a bit, but I want to organize it, of course, get the editor and all of that kind of stuff. So look out for that. Also look out for an animal form and environmental function. Animal Form and Environmental Function. It's a children's book. It's something that I'm very, very proud of and inspired to do. And as I said, I have to get another computer so I can feel motivated again with all of these things. So on that note, I am going to be out. Please join me next week. Today is Sunday, so I'm going to start by being specific and do these podcasts on Sundays. So thank you for listening, if you do. So peace and love, peace and light, and peace and blessings.